Our school in office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus free $50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly our guest this morning is Buck Keeley. We're going to be talking about learning how to grow your food, and why is this important? Well, the world is changing. We're moving into a period of chaos and crisis here in this country. American foreign policy, the people who control our government behind the scenes, the so-called invisible government. And of course, you remember, we've often quoted Barry Goldwater from page 280 of his book, With No Apologies. But incidentally, you can buy used copies from Radio Liberty. But Barry Goldwater, Senator Goldwater, talked about the elite who run America. And as he said, the Council on Foreign Relations is domestic, but David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission is international. Their goal is to take over the financial and commercial interests. He's talking about the world, of course, by first seizing control of the political government of the United States. And there are only about 75 members, 80 members at the most, of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, yet 12 of those 75 or 80 people were in the initial stages of the Obama administration. As we pointed out, in Europe, there are real problems. Greece appointed a new prime minister. His name is Papademos. He just happened to be one of the 100 members of the Trilateral Commission in Europe. The new premier appointed in Italy, Mario Monti, he just happens to be a member of the Trilateral Commission. They run the world, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, we saw what these people did in Zimbabwe. They went into Zimbabwe. It was Rhodesia. They intentionally destroyed that country. Half the population is left. The rest are starving. They did this intentionally to see how you would destroy a first world nation. They've done the same thing in Iraq. Iraq was in great shape after it was conquered. Our boys had won the war there in a week. And then we sent in Paul Kramer, and he systematically destroyed that first world nation. Things are totally chaotic today. If you have electricity 3 hours a day, you're fortunate. If you have water a couple of times a week, you're fortunate. That is what they did in these other countries. They were trials. And believe me, we are going to be moving into a period of chaos and crisis here today. They're in total control of both political parties. They control the media, the military, the banking system, the corporations, the educational system, the leaders of both political parties, the foundations, and they have their people planted at the highest levels of our religious organizations and most of our conservative and liberal organizations. So there's very little opposition other than a growing awareness that something is seriously wrong. people just can't connect the dots. And that's why Congressman Ron Paul is doing so well, and why he's being totally, or not totally ignored now, but largely ignored. Everything is done to sort of, oh, well, he's just a libertarian, or he couldn't win. I mean, it's interesting ideas, but he couldn't possibly win, so why bother to waste a vote? Well, you better start thinking about what's going on. There is an increased awareness that somebody's in charge. And, of course, you listen to our programs, you'll know who's in charge. But you better begin preparing for the difficult times that are coming. And that's why we have Buck on, certainly every month, to talk to you about learning how to grow your own food. And besides that, so many of the foods that you get in the markets today have been certainly poisoned with pesticides and insecticides and genetically modified foods and hybrid seeds. And Buck said, this is the time when people need to begin thinking about the spring and the market. The shortest day of the year is gone, December 21st. How soon can people start thinking about beginning to plant their gardens?
Well, actually, they don't have to be thinking about it. They can be doing it right now. There are a lot of varieties that go out between 6 and 8 weeks before your last frost date. So a lot of the folks across the country can be planting their gardens now. Things like kale and collard greens and cabbage and radishes and turnips and beets and early peas. And there's a lot of things you'd be putting out now in your garden as soon as you can work the soil. And, you know, it's interesting that when we think about gardening in America today, it seems like the two things that are the first to roll off our lips is tomatoes and peppers, which was the two least concerned products that we grew a couple, three generations ago in the home garden. They require the most effort, and they are the most difficult to grow because they're actually tropical plants. Our grandparents focused on the sustainable things. And just for a couple moments, I wanted to speak to your listeners about gardening for nutrients, for sustainability. That one of the things I hear often is we don't have a very big garden. You don't have to have a very large garden to produce a lot of product that will provide nutrients and calories for you in a time of need. If you have a side of your house with a flower garden that's 3 foot wide and the length of your house of 30 foot, you can grow, for an example, beans 120 pounds in that area. You can grow beets 150 pounds in that area. You can grow 75 pounds of broccoli. You can grow 100 pounds of carrots, 100 pounds of cauliflower. You can grow 10 dozen ears of corn that you can dry and shell, that you can grow 120 pounds of cucumbers. You can grow another 100 pounds of lettuce. You can grow 100 pounds of okra, 100 pounds of onions. There's not a whole lot of space that's needed, and you get this great return off of it. And some of these items are very easy to store. For example, your beans, lima beans, pinto beans, kidney beans, any of your hard beans, you just let stay on the plant till they dry, and you snap and you shell them. And you put 150 pounds of beans up for the year off of a piece of real estate that's 30 foot wide and 10 foot long. If you have two or three places around like that, your property, you can put up 1,000 pounds of food without having to have a lot of real estate. So I encourage your gardeners, although that I love my tomatoes and my peppers, and I do put the energy out to grow those, a whole lot of energy is wasted if that's what you're producing for a very short-term crop. So diversify. Get carrots in the ground. You get 100 pounds of carrots in that 30 by 3 foot
space. Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Buck Cayley. As we begin talking about how to prepare your garden, you got a question, give us a call. 877-254-7524.
Choice City Electric in Fort Collins takes time this year to welcome our troops home from Iraq. Remember when you see them to thank the men and women in our military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage. And continue to pray for the safety of those still serving overseas. May God bless our troops and may God bless the United States of America. This message of appreciation is from Choice City Electric in Fort Collins. 132 Commerce Drive, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest is Buck Keeley, and he's just talking about how it is easy to get a lot of these seeds in the ground and begin to learn to grow the crops. If you have a question for Buck, our number is 877-254-7524. But there are a lot of things that certainly you can get into the garden at the present time. How do you know what they are? Well, it depends upon when the last frost is. And you can go to Buck's website, seedcatalog.com. That's seedcatalog.com. A beautiful website, and they have charts there. Depending upon where you live, you can figure out when the last frost is, and you can actually get started planting 6 weeks before the last frost with a lot of products. Not all of them. That's why you need to check it out. You need to learn which crops you can get in, but certainly a lot of the things is that the carrots and certainly the lettuces and things of that sort you would actually be putting in at the present time. You should have had your soil prepared. You should have been composting over the winter, and certainly should people be starting to compost if they haven't already done any composting. Could they start composting now, Buck?
Yes, that composting is a year-round proposition. It's not just during the growing season. As a matter of fact, during the growing season is when I gather the most of my compost material. As you harvest your plants, all of the vegetable matter that's not consumed out of your garden, you put in your compost pile. And that's when you begin to gather your grass clippings that are coming and your leaves that are falling and all the other vegetable matter that you can add to your compost pile. My compost pile actually grows during the summer months, and then I put it back in the garden during the early spring months. So this is a good time to start composting, and composting is as simple as having a pile of vegetable debris. If you want to have a little more containerized, go around to the lumber yards or the big box stores and get yourself three pallets and just screw those three pallets together so you have one open side and three contained side, and get a piece of black plastic and lay it on top. So as you throw your vegetable matter in there, you put the black plastic on top and a little moisture and turn it a couple of times a month, and you're making soil right there in your garden that you're going to come back and add to your garden soil to augment it so that you have a better soil. So composting is something you do year-round, but the bulk of it actually happens starting this time of the year until the end of the fall, and then the spring's when you introduce it into your garden.
All right, fine. Well, basically, of course, what about the tomatoes? Would it be easier to actually just go down and buy them at the big box stores, or would those be better than the tomato plants we could grow? And if we were going to grow our own tomato plants from seed, when will we put them in?
Well, you know, if you go down, and I would never recommend buying any vegetable matter from the big box stores. You're going to get something that you don't know what is a hybridized plant. It's not been organically grown. if you're going to buy your plants already for planting, I would find a local nursery that specializes in organic and heirloom plants, and those are kind of hard to find. But if you consider that if you buy a single tomato plant, you're going to pay anywhere from $2.50 to $5 a piece for them. And if you buy your seed and do the seed yourself, you're going to pay around a dime a piece for each plant. And it's not difficult to grow your own plants. It's very simple. About 6 weeks before your last frost date, you take your seeds and you sow them either into potting plant containers, or you can put them in styrofoam cups, or you can put them in egg cartons, whatever you want to do to get those little seeds started. And you put those seeds in that good soil, a sterile soil that you buy at the store. You can buy a sterile soil, or you can put your own dirt in the oven and bake it for 30 minutes to make sure that there's not going to be any bad microorganisms, and it's going to reduce your chance of success. And you put those seeds in that soil, and you dampen them down, put a black plastic trash bag over them or a piece of black plastic, and put them on top of your refrigerator. And in about 3 to 5 days, those little seeds are going to split open, and you're going to start seeing little sprouts coming off of them. And when that happens, you take them out of the dark that you place them in and out of that place off the fridge or some other warm place, and you put them then in full sunlight on a place where you get a southern exposure on your window. If you don't have that, the only thing you need to add the sunlight for those plants to grow is to buy a shop fluorescent light, just a regular fluorescent light, 18-volt light. It's a low heat, but it puts out the full spectrum of light that the plants need. And you put that right on top. You hang it by chains, or you block it up with pieces of wood, whatever you need to do. And you put that right on top of the plants. You don't want it a foot above it. You want it right on top of the plants. And as those plants begin to grow, and they start to grow towards that light, just as they begin to touch it, you lift it up another couple of inches. Now, the reason why that's important is the plants require two things for it to grow. One is light, and the other is nutrients. And if it doesn't have adequate light, it will stretch to try to grab the light. And so you'll get spindly plants. So you want to provide that light source right down on top of it. And about 4 to 6 weeks, you're going to have plants that are about 6 to 8 inches tall with good, healthy stalks, and they're ready to transplant. And when you put them in your garden, you transplant them, for like the tomatoes we discussed in previous shows, is you pinch off the bottom 2 or 3 rots of leaves, you dig a hole that's deep enough to go to the bottom leaves that you left, you put some good compost in the bottom of the hole that you dig, and fill it and wet it good. Now you want to wet it and drown it good, because the roots, if they have any exposure to oxygen, will die. So you want to make sure that soil sets good against the roots. And when you do that, if you're putting them out a little early and you're trying to get ahead of the game so you get earlier tomatoes, take a soda pop bottle or a clear plastic bottle, cut the bottom off the top of it, leave the top off of it, and set it on top of the plant. And that'll protect it from the cold that may come at night, but that'll also provide a little mini greenhouse environment for about 2 weeks to give it a little jump to grow on. And as you transplant it, put a little fertilizer on it, organic fertilizer, either a granulated form that we sell, or you take that and you soak it in water, so you make a tea and pour it direct on the roots, and that plant will take off and grow amazingly fast. And you produce that plant for a dime versus paying between $2.50 and $5 at the store and not knowing exactly what that plant is and whether or not that plant's been fed good organic food. And so use a good heirloom seed. I started 6 weeks before last frost, and plant it in good soil, and then put a light over the top of it, and you can grow both peppers and tomatoes like that very easily. But like I said earlier, those are the two most difficult crops to grow in the garden. The rest of the vegetables is basically, as Ron Ronco would say, you set it and forget it. You go out and dig a little trench, you put your seeds in there, and you keep them watered and keep the weeds out of them and keep some nutrients on them, and you'll produce 100 pounds per food to 150 pounds per food for every 100 square foot. And gardening is not difficult. If it takes labor, it's not difficult, but it'll grow some of the most amazing food that you've ever seen if you'll just put yourself into it.
All right, fine. Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. If you have a question for Buck, 877-254-7524. Why don't you get your telephone number, your website out, so people would know how to get to your website. Great website, great information there. What every gardener needs to have available when, of course, he's going to get started growing his garden. So How can people get in touch with you?
If you go on the internet, the www.seedcatalog.com, just type seedcatalog.com into your web browser. It'll take you right to our site. Or you can go to Dr. Stan's site and click on Heirloom Seeds, and it'll take you to our site as well. Or you can call us at 1-888-866-9132, 1-888-866-9132, our toll-free number, and there'll be somebody there to help you, either get you a catalog if you want that, or help you fill an order over the line, or answer any questions you have about our catalog.
Well, now, what about growing in a greenhouse? My son gave me a plastic greenhouse, you know, one of these things you sort of assemble, but it's made of a plastic, and then it's got a metal frame. Are certainly greenhouses a good way to grow, and is there any difference growing in a greenhouse just growing things out of doors?
Well, a greenhouse, if you're either an avid gardener or you're preparing to grow for survival, a greenhouse is almost a necessity if you're going to be successful at getting out long-term crops early enough for them to mature, such as tomatoes and peppers and other things like that, but also to have an earlier planting of fruit. So a greenhouse is a great idea, and a greenhouse can be as simple as a couple of 2x4s nailed together with a piece of plastic over it on the south side of your house, or as complicated as an industrial greenhouse operation. But a greenhouse, it does two things. Number one, it provides elevated temperatures without providing heat because you're picking up the natural heat from the day. And number two, is it raises soil temperature so that these seeds will germinate. For seeds to germinate requires, depending on the seed, a certain temperature in the soil, requires moisture, and requires sunlight. And the greenhouse helps you with two of those. One of the mistakes that most people make with greenhouses, they don't understand two things. Number one, the hotter the temperature doesn't mean the better the plant. You want your nighttime temperatures in your greenhouse to be no higher than 60 degrees as a general rule, and the daytime temperatures no higher than 75 to 80 degrees as a general rule, which means that you need to have adequate ventilation. If it's a small greenhouse that you've cobbled together, a window fan that you put to blow air through there so you exchange the heat, the radiant heat from the sun will rapidly increase the temperature in a greenhouse from, depending where you're at, but the amount of sun that you're getting typically in the springtime from 10 to 2, your greenhouse will increase in temperature maybe 400% if you have full sun. And so you want to make sure to acquire plenty of movement of air. And if you've got a small greenhouse, you got to remember that your plants require carbon dioxide to grow. And if you do not have the change of air in your greenhouse, it'll run out of its air it needs, and it'll cease to grow. So you need to change the air out in your greenhouse at least once a day, either through ventilation or through forced fan, and to make sure that you get the air changed out and keep the temperatures reasonable. A little bit of heat at nighttime to bring the temperatures up so it's above the 40, 45 degree mark, ideally around 50 to 55 degrees. Daytime temperatures under 80 to 85 degrees. And when you do that, you'll have a very successful maturing of your plants to be transplanted. Now, if you're going to grow in a greenhouse, those two things become even more important. Once the plants begin to grow and become more mature, the more susceptible they come to heat. And heat determines, and the length of light that it receives determines how fast a plant bolts or sets its bloom to seed. So you can actually reduce the amount of product you get out of your plants in a greenhouse by the heat getting too high and it setting the blooms and ceasing to produce fruit. The plant operates on the basis it reseeds itself, and once it senses that it's reached the height of its production season, it will shut off producing fruit. So make sure you watch your temperatures in your greenhouse, make sure you change the air out, and you'll have a very good growing experience in a greenhouse.
All right, fine. Well, there's so many tricks and things that people need. Now, I think it's important to, and one of the things I've certainly learned from you is the difference between the concept of using manure and using fertilizer. I always thought that a manure was fertilizer, but it's really not, is it?
No, the manure, basically, when you think about manure, you're taking a cow or a horse or a sheep or a domesticated animal that is consuming vegetable matter. And they take the vegetable matter, and through the process of digesting it, they're decomposing that material. They're taking certain nutrients out of it for themselves, and they're macerating the rest of it, and it's expelled from the system. So basically what you've done, and this is not too graphic, you've taken raw vegetables and put them into a blender, and you blended them up, and then you've taken some of that out for yourself, and you pour the rest out on the ground. That's basically what manure is. So it's God's way of composting vegetable matter for us. It is a vital part of growing good, healthy vegetables. All the way down to your earthworms, what earthworms do is they take organic material, they digest it, and they put out worm castings. That is the gold standard for compost, and it's very expensive. It produces very small amounts because of the size of the worm. You look at a cow and the size of the cow and the amount of manure it produces, you're looking at a reduced quality of compost but a higher volume. So what a good gardener will do is they'll take the manure from cattle or from horses, and they'll put that into their compost, and they'll assist it to become more nutrition for the garden. That they'll take either fresh manure or they'll take dry manure and put it in with their other compost material and allow the microorganisms to continue to break that down.
Okay, you hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Investment.
Choice City Electric in Fort Collins takes time this year to welcome our troops home from Iraq. Remember when you see them to thank the men and women in our military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage. And continue to pray for the safety of those still serving overseas. May God bless our troops and may God bless the United States of America. This message of appreciation is from Choice City Electric in Fort Collins, 132 Commerce Drive. Wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network. I guess this morning is Buck Keeley. If you're out there and you have a question about growing gardens, setting up a garden at home, learning how to begin to produce your own products, give us a call, 877 254 7524, 877-254-7524. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is the time to begin thinking about learning and begin thinking entirely differently. Because we're moving into a period of chaos and crisis in America, unlike anything that you could possibly have imagined could ever happen here. Oh, as many of you know, President Obama signed the National Defense Authorization Act, which allows the government to arrest American citizens accused of terrorism. But then what is terrorism? Why, terrorism is anything. Maybe you speak out against the federal government, and they says that's terrorism. They define terrorism. And, of course, they are creating all sorts of incidents to justify ever more control over our lives. They have actually activated the FEMA concentration camps. If you haven't heard my talk on the planned police state, it's available on DVD. And there's a syllabus that goes with us. And, of course, they've reactivated the concentration camps that they used to put the American citizens of Japanese descent in during the Second World War, and to justify for suddenly getting these reactivated. Well, we want people to be able to come and visit a national monument showing how terrible it was to have put American citizens in concentration camps. But if that's really true, why have they built dozens of FEMA concentration camps for American citizens across America? But please don't take my word for it. Fortunately, if you have the Internet, you can go up on the Internet and simply type in FEMA concentration camps, location, or recent activation, or hiring for FEMA concentration camps. The world we've known, ladies and gentlemen, is going to cease to exist. And you are going to have to learn how to exist in this. We hope that you are not... have an opportunity to see one of those concentration camps from within, but we have people in charge who have a whole different view, a small group of subversives, of people of great wealth who hate America. So what we want you to do is learn how to grow food, how to survive, because, of course, they're going to destroy the value of our currency, and there are going to be food shortages and other things here. We have a caller. Who's calling in?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Who's this?
Hi. This is Judy from Nebraska once again. Dr.
Oh, hi,
Sam.
Judy from Nebraska. Do you have a question for our guest?
I do indeed. I have a couple of questions, actually. First of all, thanks for having this information. It's very helpful and very timely. This is a question about soil amendment. We have a kind of a sandy loam soil. How do you recommend building that soil? It seems to really be depleted at this point. What should we do?
Well, there's a sandy loam soil. The problem with sandy loam soil, it's very loose, and it doesn't retain water. And although that sandy loam is a good soil, I would prefer that over clay as far as building the soil. It requires the same thing, and that's organic matter. And composting that ground with a good compost that you create to add volume to the soil, that it's a better situation than having clay, because clay by nature, when it dries, it's very hard and difficult to grow vegetables in. If you were doing like watermelons and cantaloupe, that's the ideal soil for them, because they require a very rapid loss of water and gain of water for it to grow the melons. But for the basic garden, a sandy loam needs to be augmented with good compost. And over a couple of years, if you'll compost your garden with a good compost of organic material, you'll see a change in the texture of your soil from being a light brown. Is it a light brown color, your sandy loam?
Yeah, it's light brown. You know, we have tried to amend with, and we're starting to add more straw with chicken poop.
Yeah, you're getting lots of nitrogen that way. Chicken manure is not a good composting to build the soil with. It's a good augmentation for nutrients. But use cow manure and organic material, and then grow a cover crop over your garden every year, a clover or a winter wheat, and then till that into the soil. And that's kind of a slow composting mechanism. But what that'll do is that'll add volume to your soil so that when you till it and it gets dry, it doesn't become dry and powdery, that it continues to hold moisture into the compost and will encourage microorganisms to grow in your soil. But the answer to your, the short answer to your problem is compost. And the more you work that soil, the more compost you need to put into it, because every year those composting nutrients will be absorbed into the soil, and as the organic material deteriorates, it'll add a little bit of volume to the soil. But if you put in 100 pounds of compost, it's going to wind up with around 8 pounds of finished product in your garden. So it takes a lot of volume. If you have a dairy farm that's close by, this fall, at the end of your growing season, just bring out a dump truck load and wheelbarrow it in and put 4 to 6 inches of manure over your garden and let it set through the winter. And then till that into your soil come spring, and you'll see a dramatic change in your soil with one season. But that's the key to it, is more organic material into your soil, whether it's through direct composting or bringing in manure. And when you put, on sandy loam particularly, when you bring in your manure or your compost, go down to your local grain store, ag store, and buy blackstrap molasses. Molasses is the byproduct of producing sugar, and it's a great nutrient source for microorganisms. Dilute that down to about 10 to 1 and sprinkle that onto your garden, spray it onto your garden. And what that'll do is encourage microorganisms to begin to deteriorate your compost more rapidly, and actually produces a more nutrient-rich soil. And it's not that expensive. Around here we pay about $2.50 a gallon for blackstrap molasses if you buy 5 to 10 gallons at a time. And it will redefine how your garden grows. You'll be surprised if you start that this year what you wind up next spring when you plant.
Wow. Can you do that during the growing season then?
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
Just add molasses to the soil?
Yeah, absolutely. And into your compost pile. The blackstrap molasses is something I keep in my garden shed. And whenever I compost once or twice a month, I'll dilute some blackstrap molasses and sprinkle it on top of the compost, because it encourages the microorganisms. You're feeding them along with the compost. And what happens is, like in nature, if we have a bountiful year in nature, the population of deer or rabbit or whatever their food source is multiplies. And if you provide more nutrients for these microorganisms, they thrive and it produces more of them. And they become more aggressive in composting and producing that organic material into a base soil that you can use. So it's always a good idea to add a little to it and keep the microorganisms growing.
Fantastic. Can I ask another question or other comments?
Sure, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. You know, I don't know where you stand with, or, you know, if you ascribe to the chemtrail information that's going around, but we see a lot of those kind of clouds, especially in the last, you know, 5 or 6 years, a lot of that activity. And most everyone that we know that garden have noticed a serious change in
hold
their
that,
ability.
Hold
to
that
produce.
Thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with our special guest. Once again, our number, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524 here at the American Center.
Choice City Electric in Fort Collins takes time this year to welcome our troops home from Iraq. Remember when you see them to thank the men and women in our military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage. And continue to pray for the safety of those still serving overseas. May God bless our troops and may God bless the United States of America. This message of appreciation is from Choice City Electric in Fort Collins. 132 Commerce Drive, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan here. Our guest is Putney Buck-Keeley. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, 877-254-7524. And we have our favorite caller from Nebraska. Go right ahead.
Hi there. We were talking about chemtrails, whether or not
yes.
you ascribe to that information, because we have noticed a serious change in our ability to produce, you know, our plants look diseased, and it's not just us. It's kind of everywhere. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, Dr. Stan would be far more expert on this than I would be.
Judy, is it Judy?
Yes.
Okay. Judy, they're real. They're poisoning the soil. They're poisoning the fish, actually. They biopsied the skin of whales and found out that the level of aluminum has increased 2,000% of the skin of whales. Basically, this is one of the means that they're going to utilize to destroy this society. They know what they're doing. They say they're just geoengineering the atmosphere, trying to prevent global warming. Basically, what they're doing is promoting global warming, because the purpose of a greenhouse is to increase the temperature. And so they know what they're doing by creating this film up there. But we've got to get people to understand what's going on. I hope that you're using the problems that your fellow gardeners are having there in Nebraska to let them understand the diabolical nature of what we're up against. And hopefully you can convince them to listen to our programs. But chemtrails are real. We've got a 4-tape set on the chemtrails. I've actually seen and touched the material. It precipitated out one time when they were doing heavy spraying, and it was very much like the Miracle-2 gel that we actually carry, sort of a gelatinous-type material, precipitated out on the trees here in Santa Cruz, and somebody brought me some of the branches with it. And other people have described exactly the same thing. We've talked to military personnel who've been told, oh, yes, well, it's top secret, but it's why, of course, they're spraying a vaccine because they want to protect us from disease. I don't believe that for one minute. It's a cover story. But the military has put this out on three separate occasions to military personnel who wanted to know about the chemtrails. So this is the official government lie to cover the fact that they are destroying our air, they're poisoning our water and poisoning us, and poisoning our food. Anything else you wanted to know, Judy?
Well, that's it. I guess what we have to do is just work feverishly to try to keep our soil healthy.
But also, you've got to help us get the word out, get the information. We've got great information. Certainly, if you haven't seen Roslyn Peterson's website, you can look it up on the Internet. You need to get our 4-tips set on chemtrails. We have we have a talk by Roslyn Peterson. We have the tape CD of that, and we'll soon have it on DVD. People need to understand this is not imaginary. It's very, very real.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call, both of you.
Right.
Thank you for your time.
Literally hundreds of references on geoengineering. We have the DVD. What in the world are they spraying? And then we have another DVD on weather warfare, or weather is a weapon, I guess it is. But anything else, Judy, before we let you go?
That's it. We'll get the word out, and I just want to thank you both for your time. Thank you for taking
my
call.
Thank you, God. Okay, fine. Well, I guess it's about Keeley, and of course, we're just talking about gardening. One more time, your telephone number and your website so people know how to get in touch with
the Our telephone number is toll free. 1-888-866-9132. 1-888-866-9132 is the phone. You'll call there and there'll be somebody glad to help you. Also, you can go to the internet and go into the address bar and type seedcatalog.com, all one word, seedcatalog.com, and that'll take you to our website, or to Dr. Stan's site and click on heirloom seeds. That'll take you to the same place.
And of course, Buck does sell seeds, but you sell a number of different types of seeds, and even seeds that could be stored for a long period of time, because, ladies and gentlemen, they're destroying our seeds. That's why they have the Doomsday Seed Bank 800 miles from the North Pole. So they will have good seeds when they start in all over again. What do you offer in the way of seeds?
Well, we offer the survival seed banks, which we sell three different versions. One is the basic seed bank, which will plant about an acre or more of grain and vegetables, and then the personal seed bank, about a half acre of grain and vegetables. And then if you buy $50 or more seed, we'll pack it into the seed bank for free. Now, what a seed bank is we take the single-pack seeds and we put them in a 4-millimeter Mylar bag, and we seal it in the Mylar bag, which makes it impervious to moisture as well as to insects and rodents. And then we put it inside a PVC pipe and we seal it, and that makes it impervious once again to moisture, rodents, and to damage. That'll actually withstand, I think, around 18,000 pounds of direct weight on it. But the idea of that is that you can bury it in your backyard for the stabilization of temperature, to where the seeds will keep longer, or put it in your freezer to where the seeds will keep longer. The cooler the temperature, the longer the germination rate percentage is through the years. And so we sell those for the long-term just-in-case scenario. Everybody should have one available to them. And second to that we sell garden packs. And we have put together a cross-section of our products that will grow from early spring to late fall with a variety of different products. And we call them our garden packs. And they're about 25 to 30% cheaper than buying the individual packs. If you buy a garden pack, you're going to save about 25 or 30% off of the seed per pack price. And we have that in a large backyard garden, which will plant a 30 by 50. We have it in a small backyard garden, about a 20 by 30. We have it in an urban garden for people who containerize grow. In the urban garden, you won't get things like tomatoes and watermelon. Excuse me, you won't get like watermelon and cantaloupes, vine plants like that, because they take a lot more area. But other than that, a cross-section of all of our vegetables. We also sell sprouting seeds and sprouting seed kits for those who like to sprout, which I'm one of them. And then we also sell fertilizer. We have an organic fertilizer that we put together. It's called Uncle Buck's Fertilizer, and it's a good addition to your garden. As you begin your plants, you fertilize just as you plant the seeds, and then just as they start to produce fruit, and it gives it the additional boost of nutrients in order for it to grow more successfully. And we have a ton of information on the store that helps you understand the difference between the heirloom seeds, which are sustainable and renewable, what a GMO seed is, what a hybrid seed is, as well as planting
time.
And
God bless. Buck, we'll talk to you real soon. Thanks so very much. I guess it's been Buck Keeley. We'll be back in just a moment.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoy our sessions with Buck Keeley. We think it's important that people start learning how to put in a garden, and we've had lots of fun doing this thing last year and utilizing some of the information we've gotten from Buck. Well, if you don't understand what's really going on in the world today, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, which will take you behind the scenes into the information that they don't want you to know about the people who really run both political parties and control the mass media. There are six major corporations that control the mass media, and that would be, of course, AOL, Time Warner, Bertelsmann, Viacom that controls CBS, Disney that controls ABC, GE has sold NBC to Comcast, but they both have vast media empires. And then there's, of course, Rupert Murdoch, who, when he was a boy, kept a bust of Lenin on his desk. And remember, communism it is not about helping the common people. It's about centralizing power in the hands of a few wealthy people and powerful people, and that's what's happening in America. We have a handful of wealthy and powerful people who run our country and make mockery of the electoral process. The banking industry, controlled by six major banks, a few major corporations pretty dominate so many of the others and have all sorts of sub-corporations beneath them. When you understand this, so much of what's going on makes sense. They have a plan, and that is, of course, to impoverish America, to ship our jobs overseas, and eventually, of course, to transfer America's wealth to other nations. That's what's really going on, and that's why none of the things suggested by the leaders of either party are going to solve our problems or get our economy working, as long as we have a tax structure that's aimed at encouraging corporations to move overseas, and they don't. Corporations pay no American taxes when they move overseas, and a 35% tax when they remain here. Why don't we simply reverse that? They pay a 35% tax if they go overseas, and no tax if they remain in the United States. Well, of course, we're going to have to get the American people to understand what's going on is not accidental. It's all part of a plan. First of all, you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to read our newsletters, listen to our programs. You can listen 24 hours a day on the Internet at RadioLiberty.com. To understand the plan for the dictatorship, you need certainly my the talk on the planned police state. We gave it several years ago. But you need, of course, the syllabus that goes along with that. If you want additional information, just go up on the Internet to your search engine and write in FEMA concentration camps. watch some of the DVDs that Jesse Ventura did. Type in the YouTube, Jesse YouTube Ventura concentration camps. You'll be fascinated by the programs that are posted up there. This is not imaginary, ladies and gentlemen. This is not paranoia. You're only paranoid when you imagine people are against you. These people hate freedom, and they are financing dictators all throughout the world. And we're simply toppling all of the governments there in the Near East and the Middle East with the idea of creating a massive Muslim nation or Muslim structure over there so we can have a war with the Muslim world, and that's the next war that's coming. If you haven't heard my talk on Iraq, the untold story, it goes into the origin of all the 40 and 55 wars we have, and another one coming. Our number 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular